From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up, a new update from Instagram, the latest in social media's ever-persistent fight to ward off trolls. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And you may have noticed a new comment moderation tool while seeing to your daily Instagram affairs. This week, an update to its iOS and Android mobile apps allows this tool to essentially block, quote, inappropriate comments from showing up in the comments section with a simple switch. Let's get all the details right away from WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who joins us on the line right now. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So walk us through this new moderation tool. If we can get a quick crash course, if you don't mind. What can we do? What can't we do? How does it work?
Yeah, basically an app update that Instagram released to the iPhone version of its app and Android as well. You can now decide what words you find offensive, and then you can use a comment moderation tool and list out those words. And if anyone uses those words which you don't like, in a comment, you won't see that comment, and neither will any of your followers. The only person who will see the offensive comment will be the person who left it. So it's a new approach to basically fight trolls and harassers on Instagram by letting you basically create your own blacklist of sorts.
Has this been in demand for quite some time? I know that celebrities and verified accounts have been able to utilize this. What's the user reception been like, and has it been welcomed?
Yeah, so far from comments that I've seen on Instagram and Twitter from users, it really seems like people were really excited about this. You know, harassment online is a problem for everybody. It happens on Twitter. It happens on Facebook. You know, it happens in the comments of just about every news website. But on Instagram, there's something a little bit different because it's such a visual app. It's all about your photos and your videos. And, you know, if you just follow, you know, for one thing, almost any woman on Instagram, you're going to see some kind of random jerk posting something that's offensive from time to time. It's not rare. It's pretty common. So there's been a need and a call from users of Instagram for a long time that there needs to be better tools to fight harassment. And this is really one of the most significant tools that Instagram's released, you know, in really the history of the app's existence.
Yeah, because it is an interesting climate that we're in social media in terms of just cracking down on how to prevent these kinds of things. The issue of control comes up as well. Social media users are getting more control. Do you think that trend will continue, or is there thinking that maybe users should only be allotted so much?
You know, I think it's going to continue, and hopefully over time what we'll see is social networks adding new things, and if they don't work, they'll take them away and then they'll try new stuff. So I think there's going to be some experimentation in all of this as well. But the simple fact is that as social media continues to grow and continues to be more and more important and popular, this is something that companies simply can't ignore. I'll give you an example. When Instagram launched, their community guidelines simply said, you know, be nice to one another, you know, don't be insulting. And then in April 2015, they rewrote the community guidelines to state serious threats of harm to public and personal safety aren't allowed. And that was really the first time that Instagram in its community guidelines specified, you know, what was and wasn't appropriate in terms of user comments. And I think really that just shows how far Instagram's come. You know, when this was started as a small app, it really wasn't a serious issue. But last year, they had 300 million monthly users, and this year, they have about 500 million. This is something that the company can't ignore, and they simply have to take more serious.
Right. And like you said, it's important to remember that in social media, it's always a work in progress. All these things are just coming up. Nathan, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to WSJD's Nathan Oliwadez-Giles. You can check out more at WSJD.com. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.